Now approaching Radio Sega. It's Night Train. Night Train with KC, the show that is as much a trip into the game world as it is into your own imagination.
Thank you.
aboard the Night Train. Sunday nights, only on Radio Sega.
Actually good advice for life if you really want it. Yeah, find another passage. Hello to everyone, welcome to Night Train. It rides again on Radio Sega. My name's KC, also known as Tracky, or maybe not, and this is your chill tunes and relaxing vibes show every Sunday night on Radio Sega. At least the Sunday nights when I actually do these shows. And I'm doing them again. Hello. we just started the show, by the way, with two awesome Sonic-related tracks. We had another passage, Tails Movement, from Sonic Frontiers, from the Final Horizon DLC, which... can do one, but yeah, I mean, why Sega, why Sonic Team, but no, the first track was Flying Battery Zone Lo-Fi Hip Hop Remix by Ace Waters and DJ Cutman. Ooh, such a good track as well. So hello, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Night Train. I hope you've been having an amazing Radio Sega Live Sunday. We've had two awesome shows right before this one started. We had LMC Cast. We had Rexy with Sega Mix Drive. And you know, it's nice that we have our Sundays, our Radio Sega Live Sundays, all packed with three shows, as they should always be. I'm saying this when I'm responsible. I'm the one responsible for that not happening usually, but you know, I'm back now. I'm back now for a few weeks, so enjoy the fully packed Radio Sega Live Sunday. So let's say hello to people who are joining us on Discord, as you should as well. If you're not here, you should join us, radiose.ga/discord. I don't even remember the short links anymore. It's how rusty I am. But yes, so we have Resident SD, we have Gum, we have Hydro, we have Jamie, we have Celtic Yoshi, we have João Pardal, boa noite, we have Rick, superstar artist Rick, who is right now working, right now, on a Sonic comic. Oh my god, the pressure. Don't make any mistakes. I don't know. How can I influence this in a good way? In a bad way, I know, but how can I influence this, his work, in a good way? I don't even know. I don't even know. Anyway, who else? Who else? Have I missed someone? I probably did. I've probably missed everyone who is listening, and there are a few more listening, but who are not in chat, and you should. We have It's Purvis. Hello, It's Purvis is also on chat, so do join us, radiose.ga/discord. Don't mention the short links. No, now I can, right? I can, right? They're working again, right? I think so. I was going to mention one of them. I'll test before I do. Oh, they're working. They're working. Yes. Yes, they are. They've always been working. If you didn't know about any problems, it's because they didn't exist. Yeah. So, yeah, welcome, guys. Obviously, if you want to chat with us, join us on Discord. That's the best way. But if you want to, you know, just get a shout out on air, at Radio Sega on Twitter also works. These are the two things that I'm actually actively watching during the show. Yeah, so we have a lot of great stuff to play tonight. We've also have a few news on the rest of the season, of the first season of Night Train. I'm going to share that with you as well in a little bit. And it's funny that Gum says, Sunday night, party night. You might be onto something there. But that's not something I'm going to talk about tonight. But you might be onto something. Yes, yes. Just hold that thought for a little longer. For a few weeks, and maybe you'll be right at some point. Yeah, so how's it going? How was your weekend, actually? Because it's almost at the end. This is the best way, at least if you're in Europe or in the UK and Portugal, because, you know, the rest of Europe is already on the other side of the week, the new week. But if you're in Europe or in the US, it's very close to an end. How's it going? How was your weekend? Did you enjoy yourself? Did you do anything fun? Let me know. I didn't have a very fun weekend, to be fair, to be honest, because I was a little bit ill. You know, my wife had a cold all week, and I thought I was fine and safe. But actually, after we did the Sega Lounge on Thursday, when I was already been feeling a little bit iffy during that show, but after that, I just crashed on my bed and had a fever, and Friday was awful, and yesterday wasn't really that fun either, but now I'm better. Now I'm better, so it's nice. I'm really happy to be able to do this show with you guys and to share the chill vibes. But that also meant that when I was feeling a little bit better, I was able to play some games in bed, which is nice. I actually finished like Sonic Superstars, because when we talked about that on Thursday during the Sega Lounge live show, I hadn't fully completed the game, and now I have. I was able to play a couple of games as well on my Steam Deck, so that was nice. That helped pass the time, and that's always nice. But what about you guys? Let me know. And is there, like, we usually talk about this, like, comfy games, chill games, but is there a game that you turn to, that you play when you're feeling under the weather? Is there a game that makes you feel better? I think it's like the same as the question that I usually ask of a chill game or a comfort game. But specifically when you're ill, when you're feeling ill, when you're feeling like sick, are you, if you have the mood, if you're in the mood to play any kind of game, what game is that? Which game do you pick to pick you up? Huh? Yeah, nice. Wordplay. Anyway, yeah, let me know either on Discord or on Twitter as well, at Radio Sega. I'll be watching, and I'll be playing some more tunes. So after we had a couple of Sonic tracks, I am pleased to say there are no more Sonic tracks until the end of the show. So it's we've passed the Sonic frontier, and we've moved on to everything else. But you know, it's nice to have to start the show with a couple of Sonic tracks. Maybe this will influence Rick's comic and Rick's drawing in a different way, because I'm not playing Sonic songs. So maybe we'll have we'll start with an Estelle a track. Maybe we'll have Estelle on the next IDW Sonic comic. Who knows? Or maybe we'll have some Persona. We have Joker on the next Sonic comic. I don't know. I have no idea. We'll see. But speaking of next tracks or next songs, the first one in the next batch is indeed an Estelle track. A game I've played, but not to completion. It's a really fun platformer, actually. And you should definitely... No, not like that. See, I'm rusty. Not like that. Wrong button. Too many shiny buttons here in front of me. I was saying, it's a game that is a nice platformer, provides a decent challenge, and you should definitely check it out. It's on the Saturn. Yeah. Anyway, this is Glacial Rift. So it's snowy and icy. Enjoy. Thank you.
You're listening to Radio Sega. Hop on board the night train for a relaxing trip with nothing but the best and most chilled Sega music and remixes, curated by your conductor, KC. Night Train on Radio Sega.
Mistakes were made. I apologize. When I was, you know, people were talking about Shrek. I don't know who. I think was Gum. Said she really liked to watch Shrek when she was under the weather. Yeah, that's it. Shrek is my go-to sad movie. But while I was looking for an appropriate Shrek gif, I found one that is definitely not appropriate of Shrek kissing Shadow the Hedgehog. Yes, I did. So I hope Rick appreciates the work I've been doing in trying to improve his work on the next Sonic the Hedgehog comic. So if you kind of see like a green ogre getting intimate with a hedgehog, any kind of hedgehog, you know who to blame, right? Yeah. Anyway, we played music. We played music as well during that break. So we had Glacial Rift from Estelle. Excuse me while I cough. Okay, that's better. Also, Vacation from Persona 5 Strikers. And See You Again? Question mark. Epilogue from Puyo Puyo 7. Which was a really nice chill track there. Very sweet and soothing. Yes. And this is Night Train on Radio Sega. So this is nice. If I actually speak like this in a deeper tone, it actually helps my throat. So I'll keep doing this. yeah, the ogre hedgehog action is real, people. It is. I apologize, but not really. And there's another one, another gif of Shrek and Shadow dancing, but that's really a little bit less inappropriate, maybe. But it's also a thing. Yeah. So I asked people which games were like their go-to games when they're feeling under the weather, games that probably help them feel better and you know, even if it's just mentally, get into a better place. Yeah. Gum said Stardew Valley. Okay, Shrek is the movie, but the game is Stardew Valley. Good for the soul. Animal Crossing 2. That's true. That's very true. Cozy games like that actually are good for these moments when you just want to relax and just not think too much, but just like feel like you're being hugged by your game. I think that's the feeling you get when you play Stardew Valley and Animal Crossing. You're like a big video game hug. Maybe. Purvis says, I don't think I have a recovery game, just whatever I'm playing at the moment. Jamie said, I usually try to sleep it off or watch TV. Oh, I really need to sleep it off as well, yeah. But when I'm feeling a little bit better, I try to, you know, distract myself by playing a game for a little bit. But yeah, but he says, last time when I had a cold, I did try and play a game, Power Wash Simulator, but I couldn't focus, yeah. Power Wash Simulator is a very satisfying game, isn't it? It is. Yeah. Celtic Yoshi says, Stardew Valley, Graveyard Keeper, Animal Crossing. Okay. Sean Pertal says, if I'm sick, I usually don't play video games, but I do listen to the Echo Mega City soundtrack to cool off. That's a nice one. That's a really nice one. Yeah. Indeed. Yeah. Okay, so very nice games, very nice suggestions, yeah. Salty Kyoshi asks, this is the final season of Night Train for 2023, yes. So I do consider this whole year as one season, right? But yes, this is the final batch of episodes, if you will. And I'll talk a little bit about that maybe in the next music break. The plan for the rest of the year, the rest of the season. So yeah. We don't have much more to go, right? The year is will be over soon, so we don't have much more time. So yeah, it is the final stretch of the first season of Night Train. Yeah. I wanted to address something that was shared with me before the show started by Skill Jim, by James Brown of Shenmue Dojo. We were talking about the super game that Sega's been working on on the Sega Lounge on Thursday, and he sent me a link to, you know, something that helps understand the gigantic budget of $800 million for this super game project. Okay, and so he shared a link to a news story that I will actually post here on Discord as well. So Sega confirms $800 million super game budget includes Yuji Naka bail fund. After announcing that they're working on a super game set to be released by March 2026, Sega confirmed that a large portion of the expected $800 million budget will go towards developer Yuji Naka's bail fund. Our upcoming super game aims to surpass all existing AAA titles on the market, explained Sega president Haruki Satomi. And a large portion of that funding will go towards springing Yuji Naka out of prison and bringing him back to work at Sega. After that, we hope to create a solid 7 out of 10 Sonic game at best. Please look forward to it. Oh my god. Yeah. Satomi elaborated further on the proposal. If we spent the entire $800 million on development, the game would be too powerful and too expensive to run on any existing hardware. But still, technically it is a very impressive budget, isn't it? Yes, very impressive. Yes. At press time, developers were hopeful that the remainder of the $800 million will allow them to finally figure out how to make Sonic go through a 3D loop without clipping into the ground. Harsh, but... but funny. There's more in there. So just go to our Discord channel to read this. Oh my god, this is funny. Yeah, so that's the mystery of the super game solved there. Although, to be fair, Yuji Naka is not in prison, so he doesn't need to be bailed out, but yeah, it is funny. Okay, let's play more music, shall we? Let's play more chill music to help us all get into the mood of, you know, going to bed and relaxing since the weekend is almost over. We have a couple of more like, how can I put this? Like cheery songs, but also chill. You can dance to these ones. Actually, you can. So enjoy them. The first one is from Saturn Bomberman, of all games. It is. It is the staff role of Saturn Bomberman.
Enjoying the show but want more? Download or stream past episodes of Night Train from your favorite podcast service. Be sure to leave us a review if you're feeling relaxed.
Clearly an idiot. I said there wouldn't be any more Sonic songs until the end of the show, but clearly I forgot about this one. I came up with the playlist. I promise. It really was me. Yeah, this is a tune. I'm very happy to say that, and if we had planned this somehow, it wouldn't have happened at all. But I remember we played one of the singles, one or two of the singles from this Sonic and Chill album by Funk Fiction on one of the last episodes of the previous run of Night Train before we went on break. And I was excited because I really love Funk Fiction's music. Genius. And I was really excited for the album to drop. I thought I would miss out on the launch window of the album for being on break with Night Train. So the last show we did was the end of July, and I thought, okay, the album will drop like in August or September or something, and I won't be able to play the new songs when the album drops. Interestingly enough, the album dropped this past week, so yeah, that's a very pleasant coincidence. Funk Fiction, this was File Select, which was the last single before the album dropped. It's now fully available for you to. I know Rexy played a song as well from the album as well, and my plan actually is to play most if not all of the tracks in the next few shows until the end of the season, because this is it's one of those albums that we were clearly in need from actually Game Chops have been doing a great job with the Chill albums, the End Chill albums. They have a few Zelda and Chills, Nintendo and Chill. I think they have... Do they have a Kirby and Chill, I think? I think so. Mario and Chill as well. So I think Animal Crossing and Chill. is also a thing, but no love for Sega. And so Funk Fiction just saved us all with his Sonic and Chill album. And it's a very nice and relaxing listen. So do check it out, Funk Fiction, here on Nitrate. Before that, we had Steph Rule from Saturn Bomberman. Bomberman. On Discord, people are talking about Spencer Nielsen, who is a really nice person. Past guest of the Sega Lounge. Really nice to talk to. And you can go to his website, spencernielsen.com, to get his own original album, which came out, I think, last year, if I'm not mistaken. Or you can also get the Echo Songs of Time album, autographed by Spencer himself, or the Sega Power Cuts 1 album as well. They're all available to purchase on SpencerNielsen.com, on his website. And you can support him directly, which is really nice, as you should all musicians. But Spencer really does deserve it because he's a really decent person. One of the greats in terms of guests of the Sega Lounge. He actually sent me back in the day, after we did the interview, he asked for my address and he sent me the Songs of Time CD autographed, which was a really nice gesture. I didn't even know at the time that he had any like stock of these CDs, so it's nice that they're being made available as well on his website. He says they are very limited though, so do try to nab one if you can while they're still available. Okay, so I promised I would talk about the plans for this final stretch of shows, of episodes of Night Train, and so let's do that. We are starting today with episode 22, you know, so that's not bad. 22 shows, 22 episodes in a year. I think that's great, but the plan is to go all the way to episode 28. Okay, so we have, with this one, or without counting this one, six more episodes, six more weeks of Night Train, hopefully, if all goes well, with episode 28 being the season finale of the show. So all in all, 28 weeks out of the, you know, the possible 52, I think is a good a good balance, right? So we had more than half of the year, we of the weeks of the year, we've been doing these shows. Yeah? Yeah, is it? Is my math correct? Probably, I think so, yes. So, nice. not that bad, not that bad of a balance at the end of the day. And so, one thing that I can already announce is that we'll have our final passenger mix of the season on November 26th. So it's three weeks from now. I'm looking at the calendar. So November 26th will be the fifth and final passenger mix of the season, of this first season of Night Train, which means I'm counting on you guys and your requests to put together a whole episode of the show. RadioSE.ga/nighttrain is where you can go and suggest, request, whatever you want to call it, tracks for Night Train. Remember, they can be tracks we've already played throughout the season. There are no rules in terms of that. Just try to make them chill, try to make them relaxing, you know, soothing in some way, at least for you, and we'll see what happens. If there are many requests, you know, if one person has a lot of requests and others have just one, those will take precedence. The ones that have less requests will take precedence over the other ones. So I can't promise that all of your requests will be played. We have a backlog of requests as well, but I wanted to give everyone a chance to request songs and take part in this last passenger mix number 5, which will happen on November 26th on Radio Sega, episode 25 actually of Night Train. I have plans for the season finale as well, which will be interesting, I think. We'll share those probably on November 26th, when I can actually talk about them. So we'll do something a little bit different, perhaps. And yeah, stay tuned for that. Just like the Sega said in terms of the Super Game, please be excited for that. Please understand. Okay, so that's the whole plan for the final stretch of the first season of Night Train. Hope you're planning on tuning into every show. But also, let me give a big shout out to people who are listening not live because they can't, because they don't want to. It's fair. But they're listening to the podcast version of this. That's always very much appreciated as well. Thank you for listening, and I hope this somehow contributes to put a smile on your face and make you a little bit less stressed out during your work week or school week or whatever week, right? That's the plan here. That's the goal of this show. Speaking of which, maybe you're tired. Maybe you're, you need to just have a seat and just take, as the next song says, a brief rest. And if that's the case, enjoy the Seventh Dragon 2020 track on Night Train. We'll be right back.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Night Train. Choo choo.
Forest Replay, Sega Rally Championship, Saturn version. But June! Before that, we had Safe House from Soul Hackers 2 and A Brief Rest from 7th Dragon 2020. Welcome back to Night Train. And people have been talking about vinyls. We went from Spencer Nielsen to other kinds of vinyls. And sharing their collections and talking about beautiful limited editions that they have and whatnot. Rick has been sharing pictures of the Sonic Adventure vinyls. They look beautiful. They do. Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Anyway. One thing that I wanted to mention before the end of the show is something that I learned actually by listening to Sega Mix Drive before this show started. The kind of sad but kind of, you know, wholesome news as well of DJ Pretzel stepping down as leader of OC Remix and not being part of staff of OC Remix anymore, which is really, really sad actually, but also wholesome because he really wants to dedicate more time to family, and that's respectable, and I do appreciate a time when you look at things and see that maybe you're not actually adding too much more value to a project and you want others to come and, you know, keep it going and keep it growing. So I do, having been there, not obviously after like 20 years or something, but having been in that situation with Radio Sega, I do appreciate, you know, when you reach that point, when you realize it's better for everyone if you just take a step down and let others do their thing. I actually was I have a list of names of people that I want to interview on the Sega Lounge, and so I usually start the season with a very long list of names, and then throughout the season things happen. You know, other people join that list, a few that I contact and are not available leave the list, and others keep going down on the list. And so DJ Pretzel was one of those guests that I had on my list for this year, for this season of the Sega Lounge, but for one reason or another, that never really happened. And now I'm actually feeling a little bit sorry that I never really got in touch, because he was on the show before with Larry Yoji, yeah. And so I actually should find that show. I think it was probably third season. I think it was when we were still a Radio Sega show, not a podcast. But it was really nice to have them on the Sega Lounge. Really nice guests, and a really fun episode. Learning more about the genesis of the website. There we go. Episode 73, 2017, February 16, 2017. So that's probably, yeah, that's season 3 of the show. We had DJ Pretzel and Larry Yoti, or Lion Tamer, from OC Remix on the show. Yeah, so that was a fun episode, and I was, you know, hoping someday we could have a re-edit of this episode. But yeah, maybe this can still happen. Let's take a look back at your work on OC Remix. Who knows? So that's maybe something to plan for the next season of the Sega Lounge. Okay, so now that we've given this shout out to DJ Pretzel, actually I don't have any tracks by DJ Pretzel to play because the playlist was, the set list was close already, was set. So maybe next week I'll try to include something by DJ Pretzel to celebrate the amazing work he's done for the VGM Remix community and the VGM community in general. But for now, we don't have DJ Pretzel, but we have Astro Boy. That's right. This is the PS2 game, and the track is Metro City Night. Enjoy. Thank you.
You're listening to Night Train on Radio Sega.
What a tune. Yeah. City of Forever by Michael Zucker from the Soundwaves, a tribute to Echo the Dolphin album. That was our final batch of like multiple tracks, two. The first one there was Metro City Night from Astro Boy, need to play more from these from this game. All the night tracks, all the night songs. I don't know about the game. I've never played the game. Not really sure why there are day and night versions, unless it's like Sonic Unleashed, when maybe Astro Boy turns into a werehog as well. I don't know. Maybe. But apart from that, the night tunes are great, so I'll probably play more of those in future episodes of the show. Yeah, and that City of Forever obviously is a remix of City of Forever from Echo the Dolphin, which is an amazing game, as you already know. Yeah, so this is it. This is the end of this show. This is the end of episode 22 of Night Train, of season 1 of Night Train. It was really nice to be back. You know, the knobs and the buttons are working, which is nice. I really didn't screw this up too much. Not that rusty, but we'll see what happens next week. I hope I somehow contributed to make your Sunday evening a little bit better, a little bit more chill and relaxed. Or if you're listening to the podcast, any other day of the week. You know, we just want people to be chill and relaxed. So whatever day it is, I don't care, as long as you're happy. Also, if you're into vinyls and collectibles and limited editions, you should definitely go to the Discord server and look at all the amazing posts that people have been sharing of vinyls and limited editions they've been eyeing or already have and own. So yeah, you should definitely check that out. Electric Boogaloo just shared a random find through the Wayback Machine. The first message. Oh, from the Cosmic Smash website. We are most delighted to present to our worldwide customers Cosmic Smash. Cosmic Smash. Have a blast. The latest and greatest video game of this century. Cosmic Smash has a new feeling to it and gives a great new impression to players and commentators alike. I would really like for this to be the standard for video games in the third millennium. This site will release detailed Cosmic Smash information. At first, we will open an internet ranking tournament for this game in Europe, with a global ranking tournament to follow shortly. I would like to create a new niche market through innovation of the standard video game. With Cosmic Smash, we can add a new set of values over a traditional video game, and I will do my best to give full satisfaction to all players in this market. So he wants to give full satisfaction to all players in this market. Producer Toshiaki Mida. Thank you for sharing. That's nice. So that's from CosmicSmash.com, the official website for Cosmic Smash. Sadly, that didn't really happen. This wasn't the new standard for video games in the third millennium. But what we do have, C Smash VRS, which is a sequel. So maybe this is the time of Cosmic Smash. Yeah. Nice. Thank you for sharing, Electric Boogaloo. And on that note, I hope you have a blast for the rest of the week. Don't forget to go to radiose.ga/shows to check out our full schedule of live shows and the ones that are coming after this episode of Night Train. So this week, the next show will be the season finale of Individual. Yes, Wednesday, 6 p.m. UK time. So don't forget to check that out with Nicholas Hammond, you know, closing another season, another amazing season focused on the individuals that worked on Sega Game Music. Individual, Wednesday, 6 p.m., followed by myself. Once again, the Sega Lounge, Thursday, 8 p.m. UK. This week we have Shota Nakama, the producer and mastermind behind the Sonic Symphony World Tour concerts, and also guitarist. A very fun conversation that we had, and I can't wait for you guys to check it out. We talk about a lot of things, including Final Fantasy and Dragon Quest, because why not? Yeah, check that out this Thursday at 8 p.m. On Friday, we have Pick and Mix, 7 p.m. UK time, with Viper. On Saturday, in the morning at 10 a.m. UK, you have VG Beatsbox. And in the evening, Saturday as well, 9 p.m., The Hidden Palace, followed by Saturday Night Sega. And finally, on Sunday, we have our triple threat block of LMC block, 7 p.m., Sega Mixer Drive at 8, and myself with another episode of Night Train, 11 p.m. Yes. So that's what we have in the works for you guys to listen to. Remember, we play the best music, the best Sega music 24/7. We have the best live shows as well, including Night Train. I said we wouldn't play more Sonic music. We actually had another Sonic music in the middle of the show, courtesy of Funk Fiction. But I meant that I wouldn't play more Sonic music until the end of the show, because we're closing this episode of Night Train with yet another Sonic song. This is probably a track from Sonic Superstars for me. Okay, this is the one that made me react the same as I did for Press Garden Zone Act 2. And it's also an Act 2 track. There are many amazing tracks, let's be honest, in Sonic Superstars. It doesn't feel like sometimes they all blend in together very well, but they're all amazing. They're all amazing. This one, though, for me, stands out. And I hope you agree, because we're closing the show with Lagoon City Zone Act 2 from Sonic Superstars. Enjoy the chill. Enjoy your Sunday evening, your Sunday night. Have an amazing week, and thank you very much for listening. I'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.